Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit today. We're going to be talking about the far-reaching effects of plastic pollution.
Mm.
And plastic pollution is something that people here in Taiwan experience as well. People here use disposable plastic all the time, and you see it washed up on the beaches and
stuff
like that as well. Not as bad as it used to be. You know, I think things have gotten cleaner in recent years, but I think everybody is guilty of this. We all use plastic, maybe except for the Europeans. I think they're a little better about being more environmentally friendly. But plastic pollution is becoming a big problem.
Yeah, I've seen some scary video on TV, you know, news video stories that they've got all these bottles and all this plastic crap coming up on the beach, and it's just a mess. But they're showing how we can make it better. There's some technology that's helping to clean up the plastic, and also people just going to the beach and pitching in. Pitching in just means to help. It doesn't mean to pitch, which means to throw a baseball. No. But if you pitch in, yeah, you're helping out. So there are a lot of youngsters that are going to the beach and just helping clean it up. I take that very seriously. I never leave my trash on the beach.
Indeed. And, of course, I don't go to the beach that often. I hate getting sand on my feet, you know.
Really?
It takes forever to clean it off, so I hate the beach. I don't go to the beach. But I do go to the shore. I like rocks and stuff and the coast. And, of course, just like you, I take my trash with me. I don't leave it there for somebody else to clean up. We're responsible for cleaning up after ourselves, people. But let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about the far-reaching effects of plastic pollution. Here we go with our article. Let's listen. The rising amount of microplastics in our seas is one of the world's greatest environmental threats, according to the United Nations. Several million tons of microplastics, pieces of plastic less than 5 millimeters long, have already been dumped into the oceans, and plastic production is only increasing. The debris comes from a variety of sources, including cosmetics, clothing, and bags. What's particularly concerning is that the chemicals in microplastics have been linked to genetic problems in marine life and pose health risks to humans. Animals that ingest microplastics are exposed to toxins that can affect their hormones, metabolism, growth, and ability to reproduce. Filter-feeding sharks, whales, and rays are particularly vulnerable as they can swallow thousands of small pieces of plastic each day. However, hundreds of other species of sea creatures ingest microplastics as well. Thus, scientists caution that humans who eat large amounts of seafood could be similarly affected. To lessen your impact on marine life, it's important to take steps to be environmentally conscious. Whether you participate in a beach or river cleanup, or strive to cut down on the number of single-use plastic items you use, your efforts matter. Taking your own thermos or reusable containers when ordering coffee or takeout food is an eco-friendly habit you can easily adopt. Luckily, Taiwan has taken steps to reduce plastic waste. As of January 2018, stores can no longer provide free plastic bags to customers. The Environmental Protection Administration believes the ban will reduce the number of discarded plastic bags by 20 million a year nationwide. Moreover, Taiwan plans to completely ban plastic bags, along with single-use plastic straws and plastic cups, by 2030.
Okay, guys, let's get started. This is our news story from News Digest, the far-reaching effects of plastic pollution. That is the headline, you could call it. If it's a news story, that title of the story is called the headline. When you talk about far-reaching effects, let's look at this far-reaching. It's got a little hyphen in the middle, which turns it into an adjective. It's describing something. Here it's describing the effects. Far-reaching means it's got really important effects to it. It's got a lot of influence. Maybe it has very important implications. Maybe someone's actions are pretty awful, and so you could say, wow, his actions will have a far-reaching effect for years to come. So we're talking about how plastic pollution really does have an enormous impact.
You could also say the widespread effects of plastic pollution, which means plastic pollution is causing trouble all over the world. Now, the rising amount of microplastics in our seas is one of the world's greatest environmental threats, according to the UN, or the United Nations. Now, here, of course, we need to talk about the word plastic. Plastic usually is a non-count noun. I don't use much plastic every day, for example, but if you talk about different kinds of plastic using different chemical formulas or whatever, then you can make it countable. This is a specific term talking about different kinds of plastics that are very, very small. Okay, they're probably broken down through erosion or whatever. Microplastics, or basically, simply put, small pieces of plastic.
Yeah, if you look it up, it actually says that a microplastic or a piece of microplastic is less than 5 millimeters. So it's tiny. And, you know, there are a lot of plastic things that are made and there are parts that they put together. Those parts come undone or maybe they break off. Those are microplastics. So we're going to be talking about how there's so much of this plastic pollution in our seas today. It's one of the world's greatest environmental threats. This is according to the United Nations. I guess they've done studies on the plastic that's ending up in the oceans around the world, and they've decided it's one of the world's greatest environmental threats. It kills a lot of fish. You know, if the fish eat those pieces of plastic, they die. So we got to be careful with our trash.
And please note that there are different kinds of plastic. You may look at the plastic bottle that you're drinking water from at the moment. If you look on the bottom, there's probably a triangle there, and it has a number inside of it that tells you what type of plastic that is. They need to know that number when they recycle it. So indeed, there are different kinds of plastics and little pieces of plastic going into the ocean every day. A million tons of microplastics, pieces of plastic less than 5 millimeters long, have already been dumped into the oceans, and plastic production is only increasing. We're making more and more of it all the time. Now, we've got a word here, debris. That's a French word, so the S at the end is not pronounced. It just kind of means scattered, small fragments of something, usually if it's something that was sort of smashed or destroyed. So this is the debris from plastic that's been broken down. You've got these little pieces going into the oceans, and the debris comes from a variety of sources. Also note that debris, even though the S is silent and even though it does have an S, this is still a singular noun. So the debris comes from lots of different places, including cosmetics, clothing, and bags.
Yeah, you could call it a singular noun or a collective noun. Like team and family in American English, we use a singular verb. The team is, the family is. But if you're going to be studying maybe in graduate school in England or in the UK, they don't do that. They'll say the family are, the team are, the band are. It's the opposite in English. So be careful depending on where you're studying or what grammar form your test is taking. Better ask your teachers. So anyway, we've got debris that's coming from a lot of different places, a lot of different sources, including cosmetics, clothing, and bags. Cosmetics is just a more formal word for makeup, ladies. So if you're just talking to friends, you could say makeup. Cosmetics, if you go to a department store, they don't call it the makeup department. They call it the cosmetics department. And some of those cosmetics that we use are quite expensive. Clothing, of course, also has little pieces of plastic, sometimes maybe the zipper. I'm thinking of different pieces of plastic that might be on clothing. And bags, of course. My bag has some plastic where the key, I can attach my keys to my purse or my bag. That's plastic.
Let's move on to the second paragraph here. It says, what's particularly concerning is that the chemicals and microplastics have been linked to genetic problems in marine life and pose health risks to humans. So they have been linked to genetic problems. They've established a relationship between these things. There is a relationship between genetic problems in marine life and microplastics. So in other words, microplastics are causing genetic problems in sea creatures. So genetic means anything that has to do with genes, the basic building blocks of life. And so these genetic problems problems are causing mutations, I suppose, in marine life. Marine has to do with the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
So marine life, or the marine band, that's a radio frequency that boats use because they're out there in the ocean. The word mar, M-A-R, in Latin means ocean. That's why Miramar, the hotels that have that name, means look at the sea, Miramar. So marine life, life in the oceans.
Now, animals that ingest or take this microplastic stuff in are exposed to toxins, poisons, that can affect their hormones, metabolism, growth, and ability to reproduce. If you ingest something, you take it in through your mouth, so you're eating it. Digestion is the process of breaking your food down into things that your body can use. So, of course, these animals are thinking it's food, perhaps, if they see pretty colors, you know, in the water, so they swallow them. And by doing so, they are exposed to toxins. Exposed is used in different ways. You can be exposed to some sort of toxin or poison by being around it, and maybe it gets into your skin or you breathe it in. Ooh, terrible. Or maybe you're outside and you've gotten too much sun exposure and you have a sunburn. So this can mean several things. So you can make something visible by uncovering it. If you have clothes on that you take off, when you take off your clothes, you're exposing yourself, right? And also, if you're unprotected, we can use exposed to talk about things that aren't protected from something. Maybe you have a rooftop apartment, and when a typhoon comes, you're very exposed to the winds and rain. I always look at the top of buildings and I think, ooh, I hope that little, you know, apartment they've built is sturdy.
And, of course, astronauts traveling to Mars will be exposed to cosmic rays, so you've got to do something about that. But here in the oceans, the animals are exposed to poisons or toxins that can affect their hormones, also their metabolism, 新陈代谢 in Chinese, and their growth, which means how they grow. And also it affects their ability to reproduce, which means to have babies to reproduce. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第九单元。好，我们的主题呢是 plastic pollution。我们知道 plastic 是塑胶，而塑胶带来的污染呢，可以说是非常的深远的。所以看到了这个字 far-reaching， 那它的影响当然是负面的影响。我们要来看看这个新闻内容谈的，就是其实在海洋里面有很多的 microplastics。microplastics， 我们注意到这个字 micro， 就数学上的定义来说，代表百万分之一哦。所以说这个字根已经变成代表非常非常微小的意思。我们中文呢谈到 microplastics， 翻成塑胶微粒。好，当然谈到塑胶微粒，现在呢问题很大，因为我们知道它对环境造成非常大的威胁。这些所谓的 microplastics 到底是什么？它的大小事实上有一个精确的告诉你说是 less than 5 millimeters。 millimeters 这个字我们再注意一下，因为一样的有一个字根 milli， M-I-L-L-I， 其实 milli 这个字根如果就数学上来说，它代表的是一千分之一，而我们知道 meter 代表公尺，那所以说它是小于5 millimeters， 小于5毫米长。好，我们再来看像这么小的微粒呢，当然在大海里面最后会怎么样，我们下面加以探讨。在探讨下面这一段之前，有一个字我们再提醒大家，就是 debris， D-E-B-R-I-S。 我们知道有些字哦，你看到它的 S 它不见得发音，放在字尾的 S 也不见得是复数，像这个字就是一个很典型的例子，它不是复数，它其实比较像一个集合性的说法。 debris 讲的就是碎片碎屑，而这是一个单数的字。 OK， 我们再来看下面，下面说到这个 What's particularly concerning， 看到了 concerning， 这边是指令人担心，所以这个句子本身呢用 what 开头，但是这个 what 其实 引导出来的是一个子句，然后整个当主词，也就是说特别令人担心的是什么，真正这个主词后面原来句子最重要的动词就是 is， 主要动词在 be 动词的 is， 是后面又加了一个子句，所以我们看到 that 子句说起来这就是一个放在补语位置上的名词子句。好，我们担心的就是说，这围里头有化学物品，它跟海洋生物的基因问题是有关的。好，知道吗？ Linked， 它基本上就像 associated, connected， 后面加一个 to， 和什么有关。那我们再来看，当然这也会造成人体健康的一个隐忧。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the effects of plastic pollution. None of them seem to be good. So these are all the bad effects of plastic pollution. We've talked about how there's a lot of microplastics in the oceans, little tiny pieces of plastic that's probably come from things like cosmetics that we use, clothing, bags, bottles, all of those things. So what's particularly bad is that there are chemicals in microplastics. Actually, we've been warned about those. I once put some hot water into my water bottle. I had drank all the water, so I refilled it with hot water, and someone said, oh, that's bad.
It'll melt the plastic, yep.
Can't do that. But I looked it up, and it doesn't do much, you know, in small quantities, so I think I'm okay. But when these fish ingest or take in some of the plastics, it really does affect them. It can affect their hormones, their genes, their metabolism. Your metabolism is how fast you digest food. If you have a slow metabolism, you probably gain weight more easily than someone who has a faster metabolism. Growth, it affects their growth and their ability to have little baby fish.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these filter feeding creatures. They feed not by chewing on food, but it goes through some kind of filter, like sharks, whales, and rays. They're particularly vulnerable as they can swallow thousands of small pieces of plastic each day. So if you're vulnerable, that means it's easy for someone to attack you. You're susceptible to physical or emotional attack. Someone can harm you very easily. So indeed, these kinds of animals, sharks, whales, and rays, you know, those ones with the big long tails that can sting you, those are rays. And they're vulnerable. They swallow lots of plastic every day because of their filter feeding. However, hundreds of other species of sea creatures ingest microplastics as well. So not just the sharks, not just the whales, not just the rays, but hundreds of other species of sea creatures ingest or digest, okay, or swallow, basically, these microplastics in addition to the filter feeding ones.
Right. So, however, it says hundreds of other species of sea creatures ingest microplastics as well. So, besides these sharks, whales, and rays, there are other little marine animals or marine life that are taking in some of these microplastics. Thus, or because all of this is true that we've said up to this point, this is the result. Scientists are cautioning that humans who eat large amounts of seafood could be similarly affected. If you caution someone, you take the time to warn them about something. Caution can be a noun or a verb. Here we're using it as a verb. I caution you to rethink your decision to leave school. It's not a good idea. So the scientists are telling us, hey, you know, these microplastics aren't so good for humans either, especially if you're eating a large amount of seafood. This would be my father. That's really all he eats is seafood. He eats salmon almost every day because it's so healthy. But you got to be careful. Some of the fish that is farm-raised by humans, sometimes isn't as healthy as it could be.
Right, and this, of course, is a concern to people here in Taiwan because you eat a lot of seafood here.
True.
And it could affect people in Japan as well. Their diet is heavily based on seafood.
Mm.
Now, let's move on now to the next paragraph. It says, to lessen your impact on marine life, it's important to take steps to be environmentally conscious. So here we've got the verb to lessen. So as a verb, that just means to make something or become less, to diminish, to reduce, to make smaller. So to make your impact smaller on marine life, you should take some steps to be environmentally friendly or environmentally conscious. Let's talk about what some of these suggestions are. Whether you participate in a beach or river cleanup or strive to cut down on the number of single-use plastic items you use, your efforts matter. So if you do this or if you do that, either way, your efforts will matter. They will make a difference. That's what this whether is. Okay, whether it's this or whether it's that, still, these things can help. Okay, if you use one or the other, they both can help. We also have the word strive here, which is a verb to strive to do something, usually followed by the infinitive form of the verb to strive. That means you just continue to make efforts to accomplish some sort of goal.
Right. You work hard to do it. You know, I strived my whole life to be a good soul, a good person. You can either use strove or strived. Typically, we use strived more than strove, but they're both the past tense form. So you can check that out. We use that verb a lot, actually. So you strive to do something. Usually it's goal oriented, something you're trying to accomplish. Cut down, use less. Usually you eat less, cut down on sugar, cut down on fat. They want to cut down on the number of single-use plastic items you use. I think California no longer lets restaurants just serve drinks with straws. You have to actually ask for them. If you don't, the restaurant can be fined. This is a brand new law. Taking your own thermos, those, you know, refillable containers that we use. Thermos is actually a brand name, but because they're so popular, you can use the lowercase and just everyone knows what a thermos does. It either keeps something cold or hot. These are reusable containers that will help save the planet because you're not constantly buying new plastic bottles. When you order coffee or takeout food is often wrapped up, you know, in a plastic container. I must admit that happens with me. Luckily, though, Taiwan has taken steps to reduce or lessen plastic waste. What have they done in Taiwan? Well, as of January 2018, that's when it started, stores can no longer provide free plastic bags to customers. I didn't pay attention to this myself, so I was a little shocked to go into the grocery store and be told I couldn't have a bag.
Yeah, I think they tried this like 10 years ago and then it didn't work. So they brought back the plastic bags. So now they're trying it again.
Yeah.
Hopefully it will work this time. So indeed, you can't get a free plastic bag if you buy something at a store. You can buy one, though, and it also can serve as a trash bag, at least here in Taipei.
They're different bags. They no longer have the company's name on them, like a Cosmed plastic bag are those trash bags that we use for the garbage trucks.
Very good. Now, let's talk about the EPA here, the Environmental Protection Administration believes the ban will reduce the number of discarded plastic bags by 20 million a year nationwide.
Good.
So this is the administration, which basically means it's a part of the government. Administration usually is a department of the government.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's the Environmental Protection Administration. They believe that this ban will cut down on the number of those discarded plastic bags. Discarded is from the verb to discard, which means to throw away.
Get rid of, right? So that's a big reduction in plastic bags, which is great. Nationwide means all over the country, all over the nation. Moreover, or in addition, Taiwan plans to completely ban plastic bags along with single-use plastic straws and cups by 2030. So get ready. Wow, completely get rid of. If you ban something, you say it can no longer be used, done, said, whatever you're talking about. So I'll have to get used to that. No plastic cups anymore. I guess they're all going to be paper, maybe?
Yeah, then that's another problem that causes problems with trees. So, it seems like we can't win.
Mm.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
好，那什么引诱？当然是因为鱼吃了这些东西，最后又被我们吃到肚子里。那我们晓得这样子说起来，这些大量吃海鲜的人，那你可能健康上会有问题咯。这里提到 seafood， 我们知道海鲜这个字是不可数的，所以当你要讲大量的海鲜，看到你的量词用的是 amount， 可是如果你讲量，有很多的量，它本身是可以加 s， 所以这个量词上它用到 large amounts of seafood。 注意到两点，第一个 amount 接的不可数名词，没错， seafood 是不可数，第二个 amount虽然接不可数名词，但是它本身可以加 s， 表示有很多不同的量。 OK， 再来我们继续往下读，下面就要看到了我们怎么做，该怎么做。如果要减少我们每一个人对海洋生物的影响，那你要知道我们必须要怎么办。 Be environmentally conscious， 这个意思就是表示要有环保意识。我们中文说我们要有环保意识，哎，记得 environmentally conscious。 那下面告诉我们 whether you participate in the beach or river cleanup or blah blah blah， 看到了吗？ whether A or B， 当然我们知道 whether 这个连接词它本身的含义就是表示不论是 A 的选择或是 B 的选择， whether A or B，两者之中，不管你选哪一个，好，记得哦，不管你做哪一种，你的努力很重要。好，我们再回头来看一下，这边提到说你要做 A 或做 B， 其中做 B 这件事是减少你用的一次性塑胶用品。这个一次性塑胶，我们中文里面常说，但是它的英文怎么说呢？ Single-use plastic items。好，接下来最后就说，不过幸好我们现在台湾已经有这样子的意识了，我们也开始在努力的减量减少塑胶的这种废弃物。好，从什么时候开始？这边提到一个时间， As of January 2018， As of 有另外一个片语就是 as from， 它加一个时间就表示从什么时候开始。OK， 我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
OK, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully your life won't be too inconvenient without all that plastic. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.